الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Please straighten your rows. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى إلى الإسلام والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا الله جلاله والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له وحده على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا المتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وآله وصحبه أجمعين ومن اهتدى بهديه وسن بسنته إلى يوم الدين Respected
friends, youngsters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yesterday, brother Uthman texted me to say if I could come to the masjid for Fajr, Salah, and say a few words. He said that you're having this challenge, this Fajr challenge, and mashallah, there's a lot of youngsters that are coming, and I can see many youngsters who have made the effort to come for Fajr. And of course, this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially today. Woke up in the morning, extremely cold, windy, but you still managed to get out of bed. And not only that, do wudu, get out of the house, and come to the musalla to pray Fajr Salah. So, you know, we all say Alhamdulillah for this great blessing. And I was thinking what to speak about. And just yesterday I had a talk somewhere else. So I said, let me just say a few words about the new year. As you know, we're now in the year 2020. Five. Just testing you. So I'm sure most of you last night, did you watch the fireworks? No, alhamdulillah, we didn't watch the fireworks. Right? You were sleeping at home and getting ready for Fajr Salah. But, so we're in the year 2025, and what can I say? And obviously for us as Muslims, we don't celebrate the new year. It's just a normal day. January the 1st, this is the same as February the 1st or March the 1st. There's no significance for us when it comes to the new year. And I was just looking into this, and I found that the ancient Romans, some of you might have studied the Romans in school, they actually used to celebrate the new year. Why? Because for them, the word January, it comes from the word Janus, who was the god of change. So in the beginning of the new year, they used to give gifts and blessings to this god so that the rest of the year would go well for them. So it has some kind of pagan background. But obviously for us as Muslims, we don't celebrate the new year. But what can we do? What should we do? And there is a concept in Islam which is known as muhasabah. Now what does muhasabah mean? Muhasabah means that we take ourselves into account. So for example, Umar radiallahu anhu always used to say, take yourselves to account before you are taken into account. Meaning, examine your life, analyze your life before you are analyzed and examined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should all reflect, all of us sitting here, young and old, that in the year 2024, the year that has gone by, what did we do, what did we achieve? How did the year go? Were we regular in our salah? Were we regular in our Qur'an? Were we regular in fasting, in giving money in charity? Were we kind to our parents? Were we good to our parents? Did you work hard in school? And if the answer is yes to these questions, then we say Alhamdulillah. But if the answer is no, then we ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, moving on for 2025, what do we do? All of us sitting here today, the young and the old, all of us, the first thing that we need to do is we need to make some goals, have some objectives. You know, at school, they teach you what? You should have SMART objectives, right? SMART objectives meaning it should be specific, measurable, achievable, R stands for, I think, relatable and time-bound. Meaning every single one of us, we should make specific goals for this year of 2025. So for example, and make them as specific as possible. So for example, one simple goal that all of us should have is every single day, I'm going to pray 5 times salah. That's the minimum. Every single day, I'm going to pray 5 times a day, and I'm going to make sure I pray every salah on time, including Fajr and Isha. And write this down. And what should we do is that we should plan for this. Every day plan, how am I going to pray my salah? And we should make sure our day revolves around the salah and not the salah revolves around our day. So make sure every day you have a plan in mind. I'm going to make sure I pray Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and I'm going to pray on time. The second goal that we should have is about the Qur'an. How many of you sitting here are in Hifz class memorizing the Qur'an? Anyone here? Anyone here? MashaAllah, one student, two here. The rest of you have all memorized the Qur'an? Is that the case? So the second goal that we should have is the Qur'an. And those of you who are memorizing the Qur'an, obviously you're going to have this goal anyway. Those of us who have not memorized the Qur'an, at least have this intention in mind that this year I'm going to memorize some of the Qur'an. And for example, the 30th juz of the Qur'an, the 30th part of the Qur'an is probably the easiest part to memorize. So at least have this intention that I want to memorize this juz of the Qur'an. And then have a plan in mind. For example, every day, I'm going to wake up maybe 15 or half an hour earlier, or I'm going to come to madrasa half an hour earlier, or I'm going to make sure I pray at night. So have this in mind, write it down, so that you can try and achieve this goal. So number one was salah, number two was Quran, and number three, another very, very simple goal, that this year, inshallah, I'm going to read one book on seerah of the Prophet ﷺ. Just one book. You know, one of the greatest, obviously loving the Prophet ﷺ is part of our iman. We have to love him more than we love anyone in this world. And one of the greatest ways to build our love for the Prophet ﷺ is how? By reading his biography. Today we live in a time where everyone's addicted to smartphones. Everyone's addicted. We all love social media, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. Even uncles and aunties today are using TikTok. You know, we thought that TikTok is only used by teenagers. But even uncles and aunties, they're all scrolling away, scrolling away, scrolling away, wasting so much time. A lot of the time, we're scrolling away and we're looking at haram. We're reading about haram. And this is something which is very detrimental to our iman. And some, when you speak to some brothers, they say to you, Malana, Sheikh, I have no time in my life. I'm so busy, I'm married, I've got kids. But when you look on your phone, I don't know if you've seen this on your phone, it'll tell you sometimes how many hours you spend on your phone. And you find out at the end of the week, you're spending 10, 15, 20 hours on your phone, just scrolling away. So now when you tell me you don't have time, in reality you do have time, but you're spending your time elsewhere. So it's important that we get into these habits, you know, we get away from our smartphone and, you know, start reading books. You know, reading is something which is so helpful. It'll help you, not only will it help you at school, it'll improve your literacy, your communication skills, make you articulate and fluent, but it'll also increase your knowledge. And today we have so many books. When I was growing up, not that long ago, but I remember there weren't many books in English. It was very difficult to find good books written in an English that you could understand about Islam. Nowadays, you have so many books, and there's so much available. But the problem is we don't get these books and we're not reading them. And this is something which is very detrimental. If I talk about my own life, I grew up in Highfields. I don't know if anyone is aware about Highfields, one of the best areas of Leicester. But when I was in school, no one used to read. You know, it wasn't cool to read. You know, if you are someone who used to read, you know, people used to pick on you and take the mikah, you know, this guy is a bookworm or a nerd. And I remember when I was around 16 years old, I was so bored in my house. Imagine I was so bored that I found a book in my house. It was called Animal Farm. Now, some of you might have studied Animal Farm as part of your GCSEs, right? I was so bored, I picked up this book and actually read it. And I can't believe it, I was about 16 years old. But when I read it, I was like, wow, you know, this is actually quite interesting. And from then on, I just started reading. And I don't exaggerate, I probably used to read after that maybe 50 to 100 books a year. Because it just opened up a new world. When you start reading, you realize, you know, it's actually quite interesting. It's a good hobby to have. So the third goal that we should have is with regards to reading at least one book of the seerah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one book to read is not very difficult, especially, you know, youngsters today, we have lots of time. We have lots of time. You know, even if you read a few pages a day, you can definitely read one book. And if you can read more than that, that's even better. So number one is Salah, number two, Quran, number three, seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, number four is make sure you're working hard in school, whether you're in school or college. Now, we as Muslims, we should be at the top of our class. We should be the best in our class, in any subject that we study. The Messenger of Allah Islam taught us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written excellence on everything. Excellence meaning whatever you do, you should do it to the best of your ability. Allah ta'ala, he said that whenever you do anything, you should try to do it with perfection, to perfection. So working in school, you know, make sure that you are at the top of your class, that you are working hard every single day, especially when it comes towards exams. I remember when I was studying in GCSEs, you know, we never used to revise. You know, we maybe like the night before, pick up a book and start revising. Alhamdulillah, we passed. But I remember when I came to A-levels, it was a completely different ballgame. You know, you can't just revise the day before. You have to revise 1 month before to get those high marks. So when you're at school, when you're studying, You know, don't be like me. You know, make sure that you're working hard. You revise at least 1 or 2 months in advance so you get the highest grades possible. So that's number four. And number five, the final thing I'll say is have an intention to, you know, be nice and kind to your parents. This is something that is going to get us Jannah. If we are kind and nice to our parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, of course, give us Jannah. And have some ideas in mind. How can you help your parents? You know, last month I was actually giving a talk here, and I can't remember the talk, but one of the things I was mentioning is that it's very important that we become independent as youngsters and as adults. You know, all of us sitting here today, we should know, for example, how to use the washing machine. You know what a washing machine is, right? Everyone knows what a washing machine. You know, when your clothes become dirty, what do? We put it in a basket, a clothes basket. When our clothes become dirty, we put it in a laundry basket, and alhamdulillah, automatically it becomes washed and cleaned. That's what usually happens, right? No, that's not the case. What happens is, a lot of the time, our mothers or our wives, they'll come, they'll take the clothes out, they'll put it in the washing machine, they'll wash it, and they'll iron it, and they'll put it back in the cupboard. But all of us sitting here today, we should become independent. We should know how to use the washing machine. You know, at least we should make sure that when we wake up in the morning, or if we take our clothes off, we put it in the laundry basket, not just leave it on the floor, so we can, you know, help our parents. But if you can go further, learn how to use the washing machine, maybe learn how to cook 1 or 2 meals, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So these are five goals that all of us should have. And one last thing I'll mention is whatever goal you have, write it down. So when you go home today, write down what you want to achieve in the year 2025. Write it all down. Why? Because they say that if you write something down, you're 33% more likely to achieve it. So inshallah, I'm going to write it down as well, write down my goals. And then next year, or at the end of this year, next year. I have to get this right. Next year, 2026, if Allah Ta'ala gives me a tawfiq and I come again, I'm going to ask all of you that the goals that you wrote at the beginning of the year 2025, did you achieve these goals or not? And inshallah, we can all say that we achieved them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.